This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Rex Harriman, the accused Long Island serial killer. Well, the feds are back in his basement. This time, Asa was not in town. But again, they're back in his basement more than around a year after the last raid that took place. But why are they back? That's the question everybody's asking. Here to discuss, defense attorney and host of the podcast Defense Diaries, Bob Motta. So yeah, why were they back?
They had to have gotten a tip.
Yeah.
Because look, I mean, they're not going in on the same warrant, right? They had to go in with new probable cause. And just so our audience knows, like, with, you have to go in with specificity with probable cause, what you're searching for.
Yeah.
So we know that they had designs on something, whether it's relating to the search that they had done a month prior, where they found the buried lockbox, whether there was something in there that led them to this. There's something that existed that gave them the probable cause to go specifically look in that basement for something, you know, and was it a hidey hole? The guy was an architect.
Yeah.
Like we can't assume like, and even though they did a very thorough search the first time, that doesn't mean that like this guy didn't create some kind of labyrinth and had some kind of like torture chamber where he did his bidding. I mean, who knows? Sure.
Yeah.
That's immediately where my brain went, you know, like, I'm like, oh my God, like what, you know, did they find a hidey hole? Or are they looking?
Yeah. I mean, like BTK, almost like they just dug up one of his last year.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, was there something that, I mean, and the fact that this place, I mean, it was a hoarder house to begin with. When they went in, it was a hoarder house. So I can't imagine as an investigator, it's already difficult to find things in a clean house.
Right.
But to try and sift through something like that in a reasonable amount of time, that can't be an easy task.
Like amazingly difficult.
Yeah.
And gross.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've been in a hoarder house before, and it's not like it's not a warm and fuzzy feeling.
No.
It's just, it's gross because there's shit everywhere. They have animals. They typically don't pick up the feces. Mm-hmm. It's like a nightmare scenario. So, you know, getting in there, but that's like kind of, it plays into the vision of who you think that the ogre is, Rex Huerman, just like this warped dude. But, you know, he's got his wife living with him.
Yeah.
Like, where's Asa in this whole thing, living like that? Like, I don't, the whole thing is just weird.
That doesn't add up to me. I'm not saying she's innocent.
We've always kind of been on the Asa, might be involved train, though, you and I.
But she wasn't there when this raid took place. Do you think that was done on purpose by the authorities, like keeping tabs on her and going, okay, we know she's going to be out of town on this date. This is the day we should go in?
100%. Like, I'm not so certain that they didn't get tipped off by the documentary people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we were talking about that months ago when she signed that deal. Like, I was like, look, man, you know that their motive behind doing this documentary is to get her. They want a Robert Durst. Of course, I killed them all.
Yeah.
Moment. Yep. You know, they want that hot mic shit to where she let slip with something. You know, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I mean, we got the lockbox, we've got this awesome documentary going on where she's doing a lot of talking and we're not knowing what she's saying. And if they caught wind of her saying something, they're like, and she mentioned something in the basement or she's, you know, retelling a story, you know, like, cause they're definitely asking her questions.
Yeah.
You know, did you know anything was going on?
Yeah.
You know, like those are going to be the questions that you want to, like, that an audience is going to want to hear the answers to, right? Because that's the only thing that we're thinking about. Like, what did she know? Was she involved? Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit about Asa Huerman's, like, background.
Yeah.
I want to know if she knew what was up and if she was involved. That's like, and that's what all of us want to know.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares about her childhood growing up.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to force feed us with that shit, but it's all to get to the stuff that we want to know, which is, so they're asking her a lot of questions. They're going to be asking the questions like they asked, like Carol, like she, like Gacy's second wife. Mm-hmm. They asked her when they were investigating, like, did you know? And she's like, well, I knew he was strange. Like, I didn't know that he was doing what he was mm-hmm. doing, but I would hear him in the garage at all hours of the night. And I thought that there was one time that I heard screaming coming yeah. from out there. You know, it's like she's saying these things. And like, I have to imagine that Asa's like having the same kind of conversations in this documentary, and maybe something tips him off. Like, who knows? And the question then becomes, is it relating to the cases that they've already charged him on?
Yeah.
Or is it new cases?
Yeah. That's the other question. You know? Are the documentarians under any sort of obligation? Should Asa say something while they're filming this thing that looks rather incriminating, not necessarily to her, but to him? Are they under any obligation to go and raise their hand to the investigators and say, hey, you might want to see this?
Absolutely. I mean, look, attorney client. Well, let me just put it like this. Documentarians are not lawyers. I've got attorney client privilege with my clients yeah. where I can't say anything.
Sure.
As to crimes that they committed in the past. If I'm made aware that my client is going to be committing a crime in the future mm-hmm. and they tell me about it, I'm obligated to tell law enforcement. I can't sit on that.
Sure.
Like, that's not privileged information. That doesn't fall under the shield.
Yeah.
You know, I if I am aware explicitly of something they're going to do, like, oh, my client's going to rob a bank this Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm obligated to break privilege and tell law enforcement about yeah. it. I can't let innocent people get killed because of my privilege. So there's not, even if there's an NDA, mm-hmm. like between both parties, like mm-hmm. we're not going to say anything
yeah.
like that, like human life
yeah.
or an investigation into murder yeah. is going to supersede that. Like no court of law is going to slap any producer on the hand for, you know, breaking an NDA because they've given law enforcement sure. something critical to an investigation that may solve a murder. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like I wouldn't care. Like if I'm doing the doc, you know, mm-hmm. and I know that they're investigating and I can give some family, you know, because like that's what happened with Robert Durst.
Yeah. You almost want it if you're the documentarian. Like, let's get this pot stirring if that's your ultimate goal.
Well, and they like, and interestingly, if you watch the second season of The Jinx, which just
yep.
dropped,
yep.
like the first episode is that the documentarians had that hot mic situation, and like they didn't tell the prosecutors that were hot for him, like hardcore. Mm-hmm. That they had it. They made them sit there and wait until it dropped
yeah.
on HBO. And like the first scene is like all the prosecutors and the people that are going yeah. after Durst sitting in this room. Like, and when the hot mic thing happens, they're all like, oh my God, like, can we use that?
Yeah. You know? And then Rob's like, on
yeah,
the run.
Can use it? Yeah. You know, so yeah. it's like, which I thought was shitty.
Yeah.
Like I just did. It's like, I get the concept of them wanting to hold it back. But it's still like, if you can move the needle on justice a little
and
bit.
And these are
like
human lives. It's yeah. not all entertainment. Yeah. So one would have to wonder if that's where it came from as well. So many questions. I'm sure we'll continue to learn more and more about what they found as time goes on in the drama of Rex Heuermann.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.